Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully that plays automatically. Right, wrong, and wellness.
Itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Greetings and hello, everybody. Welcome to Truthful Tuesdays, and it's right here on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. And I get to be your hostess for this evening. I am Sandy Rogers. I get so excited about Tuesdays because I have such incredible guests that volunteered and offered to share their expertise with you, the listening audience. So it's like a kid with a new toy every week at Christmas time. And so thank you for being with us. And we thank our guests in advance for what's going to be shared with you guys tonight. So just so excited, so excited. We do a couple of things here first. We always give thanks to our ancestors. We bring in their energy into what the work that we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show, because without them, we actually just don't exist, right? And so they give us the strength and the courage to be able to have these conversations about subjects that we don't normally talk about on in public, in an open forum. So we we get the courage from our ancestors on Tuesday nights, and we just discuss it all aspects of our lives. So ancestors, we're so thankful for you. We love you. We appreciate you. And we know we're standing on your backs and on your shoulders for what the work that we do. So with all the love that we have, we thank you. Ashe, ashe. Normally, I would read my daily inspirational message at this point. However, my computer kind of did something on its own. I had to borrow a computer like within the last 5 seconds before the show came on. And so I can't get to all of that right now. So look, the thing is, be you, be real, be love, and treat everybody the same. Treat everybody equally as important as you know they are. And so we have just come such a long way, and I'm thankful for the work that we've done and everything that is happening right now. It's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness, right? And so tonight's show is called Water of Life Symposium, Are You in the Water? And our guest is none other than the creator of the Water of Life Symposium, my nephew, Mr. Anthony A.K. King. So we will be bringing him on shortly. But I did want to let you know, audience, that you are always welcome to be a part of the show. You dial in at 516-531-9819, and you push 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And all comments are welcome, and all voices are heard. There's no such thing as a silly comment. If you have a question, feel free to ask it. AK and I are just going to be having a conversation with one another. So, you know, eavesdrop on what we're saying, join in, Tell us what you need to say. Ask what you need to ask so that you're clear. And once your line is open, I normally don't go back and close you down. So you're open, your phone and your line is open, and the mics are extremely sensitive. So if you do come on, just put your phone on mute when you're not speaking so that there's no distortion in the sound, because all the shows are also available for playback. So I want to get all of that out. You know, you got to do all of that, right? It's like the little housekeeping rules of the day. So once again, you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick break, and then when we come back, Mr. King is going to come on, and he taught me a new phrase. So we're going to be chopping it up in just a minute, right? So here's our music break, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, now I'm tired. No. Y'all know that's my favorite record, and I was partying over here, and just like we did a couple of weeks ago for my birthday, but I did not sing along with the song because people was laughing at me anyway. So that is called Getting It On with my nephew, Anthony A.K. King, supporting. Get his music at www.anthonyking.com. the AnthonyAKKing.com. Support him, get his music, and y'all be jamming up and down the highway like I am, right? Whew. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We getting ready to do some for real talking tonight. I know my baby's there because I see him, Mr. King. Mr. King, you with us?
Greetings, Auntie.
Hey, darling.
Thanks for having me on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show.
Thank you for taking the time.
You all are listening right now? Log on. Water of Life Symposium. Symposium is spelled S-Y-M-P-O-I-S. Wait a minute, how do you spell symposium? That was funny, wasn't it? No, you know, I did that on purpose,
like,
Auntie. You know,
that won't work.
Because somebody called me and said, hey. Somebody called me and said, hey, how you spell symposium? C what? C. Don't worry about it. Don't even come. Don't even bother. S-Y-M-P-O-S-I-U-M. Water of Life Symposium.com. Log on. Register. Come. Get away from this stir-fried world for a little while. Come hang out with me. Drink some tea with me. I'm inviting you. Come commune with me. And as my auntie says, we're going to chop it up. We're just going to chop it up and spend some quality time together. Now, as you know, Auntie, this is the third year of the Water of the Water of Life Symposium, and it's been an incredible ride. Because as you know, unlike religion, I consider myself a cult. Oh, your kid, I knew it was a cult. Yeah, I know. Didn't you warn these people that your nephew was coming on here?
I think they know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So let me explain what I mean before you get your underwear all in a bunch. Cult, the root word for culture.
All right.
Religion is what happened when we got away from our culture. That's how we ended up in institutions searching for our highest self. You know, there weren't always institutions. You know, they didn't always hand out degrees. That had to happen to the devalued mind. The devalued mind is the only mind that would take on the role of a seeker, one that needs, right?
Right.
And we've been under this influence, and I want to say under. Keep in mind, we've been one nation under God. Since we've known the game. What does piss drinking do? Here's what it does. It's memory water. See, you notice in these institutions, they have a thing called history classes. History. The best thing history could be is a lie. Your parents didn't tell you everything. They kept it from you. They said it was grown folks' business. They even told you some things ain't for you to know.
That's true.
They even told you at the place where they used the religion, don't question God. See why the institutions work so good, Auntie? By the time you've been kicked in the ass by everybody that said, I love you, you got to go pay for your next thought. Now, you know, Auntie, you had a fish aquarium before, right?
Yes.
Auntie, you've been a baller. Y'all, if you guys are listening, my auntie, let me tell you something. The lady she is now, she is such a well-rounded entity on this earth. She has been so many things all my life. I grew up admiring my auntie. She was so beautiful and still is, as you guys know. Beautiful, always electric, always on fire. I always thought, well, I always thought all my family had a whole bunch of everything because we didn't lack nothing growing up. So I always saw you with everything, you know. Beautiful yard, you know, motorcycles, driveways. Come over your house, you look good, we dancing and we having a good time. I know you had some fish in there. And you did.
Yep.
Now, you remember when you went and bought them? Because they didn't come with the house, right?
Right, right.
And you went to the fish store. And you said, hey, what's that? What kind of fish is that? And they said, that's a bat fish or that fish. And you said, well, give me those. I want to take them home and put them in my aquarium. Right?
Right.
Now, when they sold them to you, how'd you take them home?
In their water.
And then when you got them, when when you got the fish to your house, did you just let them out and let them run around on the floor?
No, no, no. You emptied out the container, the plastic bag that held the fish and their water, you put it in the other water that they were going to live in.
So we just transferred them from water to water.
Water to water, yep.
Here's what happened to the man, or the manifested one, the worded creature.
Hmm.
He got here on dry land and didn't get back in the water.
Hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
And the effects of that calcified the dude or the entity or the her or the it. Right? And you dumb it down. You dumb it down and it begins to babble. Right? Because it was the creature with no words. You didn't need words in the womb. The worded creature is the one that needs wellness, right? The worded, the one with the words are the ones that want to institutionalize you. The creatures, the words want to govern you and make you pay for things. I never seen a pigeon pull up in a jag to get a smog check. You know, I never seen a raccoon registering his SUV. The worded creature, the one that looked down. See, we're talking about all of this stuff like 5G now. You know, all of these fragmented things, because we're supposed to be evolving, right? We're moving on with communication, and we're advancing in technology, and we're moving on with life. We're getting dumber and dumber and dumber.
Yes.
We're getting more calcified, more calcified. We're giving up our thinking. The taskmasters ask you a question. Now, Facebook, right, we'll use that, is somehow the largest website in the world. Right? We agree on that?
We'll agree. I got a funny story, too. Go ahead.
Right, one of them. I saw you went to jail. You in Facebook jail right now. So you can't talk to me. Technically, it's probably probably some kind of way in the future going to be against the law for me to call you on your show if you're banned on Facebook.
Probably.
We headed that way. Y'all better be paying attention to what I'm telling y'all.
Okay.
I'm always talking about something, even when it's funny. I saw you banned. See, we're getting acquainted with this. See, this whole idea of being controlled, right? Because the taskmaster somehow said to you, in creating the largest website in the world, out of all the, now mind you, I built the Water of Life Symposium website myself. Everything you see on there, I put it on there. Every word, I typed it. I'm my own assistant. Founder just means servant. Founder just means one to blame. Founder just means the one who takes the fall if everything goes south.
Right.
The one that they yell, crucify him. Oh, that's the guy right there. Him. That guy. You know, and I'm built for it. You know, I'm built to give the ghost up and be all that I am right now to the world and leave it on the dance floor. I'm cut like that. Facebook being the largest website in the world, Auntie, out of all the things they could ask or say as an introduction to your post, like they could have said, post away. Share with us. They said, what's on your mind?
Yep.
I want to know your thoughts.
Yep.
Give me your thoughts. And I'm going to monitor them. And then I'm going to tell you what you can say. And then I'm going to tell you what you can't say. Why is this symposium important? We better be thankful every time we can get together, because they're going to make it against the law.
Yes.
We're moving the needle. Brother Sage, I want you to know, I know you're listening. I feel your spirit all the time. You're crazy as a $3 bill, and I love it. Brother Sage ain't even from here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Brother Sage, press the one. I want you to press the one right now. I want to talk to you. I want to see you guys. I want to see you, Auntie. I'm not just the founder. I'm a client. I can't wait to lay at the altar of the symposium where I can spend quality time with you and Mama D and Courtney Ann and Tanya and Shatan.
Brother Sage, I opened up your line. Be careful of your background noise, okay?
I'm in my water world room where I do all my water therapy. Recording studio. Go ahead.
What's happening, baby?
Hey, what's happening is the message and our mission is carrying us through every moment and every transformation we're going through every day.
Are you on speakerphone or regular phone?
I'm on a Bluetooth wireless.
Okay. It ain't all that good. So if you could take it off and talk regular so I can smell your breath while you're talking.
How's that?
I can hear you a little better. I want to hear every word you say.
Wow. Thank you for comparing me to a $3 bill. That's funny because there's still $2 bills in circulation.
Well, you are. You're nuts just the way I like.
Thank you. I lost all my filters and the reason to hold back my light anymore. So I come out as strong as I can and you see what's going on.
Yeah. Very well said. You don't hold back your light, period. You just share it and keep moving. You don't care who's listening, who's watching, because you plugged into the thing. And I get you. I actually get what happens to us in the water because, again, we're versus religion. Because when you look at religion, right, there's a peak to it. There is a peak. There is a peak performance moment in religion. And when you use Christianity it's the moment where you confess your sins in front of the thing, you know, and you go down and you accept the thing and you lift your hands and bow your head and probably cry, and the dude lays his hands on you and you say you're not going to do some shit you used to do, you ain't going to do it again, and they dunk you in a swimming pool at the top of the choir stand and let you join, and after you've joined, you're pretty much on your own. You know, that was it.
They leave you on your own, yep.
Yeah, I mean, you're on your own. You get to pay your tithes and be told, you know, how fucked up you are, and you know, what you need to continue to pray for, chasing the thing, whatever the thing is. Mm-hmm. In the reverse scenario, unlike religion, once you drink of yourself, that's when the games begin. And most of you that's listening probably been drinking your water for a while. You know what I'm talking about. What happens when you start drinking, all of that calcification that's been piling up over your mortal existence starts to be up against the contrast. Because here comes what we call the ancestors, or here comes the truth. Here comes the cleansers. Here comes the possessors. Here comes the rightful owners and occupants of the vessel itself. Because that's what the water does. It replenishes the life of the tree that's drinking it.
Yeah.
Y'all hear what I'm saying to you? What's been washed away and dried up in us is our thinking and our memory. We have no idea who we are, where we're from, or why we exist. Couple that with government and being bombarded with Trump and movies and the cares of this life, we got to have an armor to protect us against what's happening, and most won't recognize. And I'm telling you, most. That's why this is not an outreach program. Religions are outreach programs. They need to reach out. This is a communion. The water's got to call you. I'm looking forward to meeting those that heard the call. Not trying to convince nobody of what I'm talking about. I want to see you, Brother Sage. I want to be in the room with you. I want to drink with you. I want to sit and I want to look you in your eyes. Auntie, I want to see you. I want to touch you. I want to hug you. I want to cry on your shoulder. And then I want to drink my tears, because that's the water from the top shelf.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
We the magic, man. We are. And that's just the facts. We can't keep trying to explain to the world as we continue to soar and they continue to dumb down. Hey, man, the space is too wide.
Yes.
At some point, just put it on display, and you're going to walk alone, because you got to hear it. You got to know, and when you know, that'll fix all the wondering. You can't wonder your whole life. You can't ponder everything. Everything can't just be curious. The knowing will make you still. And the stillness is in the water. It's a fact, Jack. Water of Life Symposium. Come on, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. Tony Hill's going to do yoga. Sage probably knows all the veggies places. Now, you know when we started this symposium, right, Auntie? We started it, and we did it in Sacramento at first, and most people were curious, even us, you know, what is the symposium? Because it wasn't one, and
right.
We didn't have anything to base it on. So we just start drinking our pee and said, we're going to have a pee drinking party. And I noticed that even folks that drink their urine, we got a lot of differences because we're not all the way there yet. You know, shout out to the taskmasters that dedicated his life to calcifying us. And so we're in this breakthrough process, and in it we speak different languages. You know, you got some that are vegan, you got some that are vegetarians, you got some that drink alcohol, some that eat meat, some that, because they're all different, but it's
right.
Something happening. So I can't afford to break down and judge them. I just got to open the door and say, look, get in the water wherever you are. Woo!
Mm.
Right here where you are, just get in and let's go. One row, one sip at a time. Listen, if you're listening to me and your medication ain't working, I'm telling you, pee in a cup and drink it. Wow.
Serious. Serious.
And then you'll know.
Yep.
Hey, if your heart is hurting right now and you're feeling a little depressed, pee in a cup and drink it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll build a relationship with what's depressing you, and you, so you can get acquainted with what's going on with you. Ain't that what you want to know? Auntie, do you know why when people graduate from these institutions, they put on the square hat?
No, tell me.
Brother Sage?
Yes, Brother Anthony.
Why?
I went down that road.
What's the square hat for?
That was expected of us, and we were told that's where the golden ticket was. If you would go through that institution and wear the square hat.
Well, here's why. Now, you all heard the old saying, well, you can't put a round ball in a square peg or a square peg in a round hole.
I heard that.
The hat is shaped like the four corners or the news. The reason they call the news, it's north, east, west, south.
Right.
The four corners of your mind. Now, the square hat is designed in the shape of a mortar board. Now, Auntie, you come from a family of construction.
Right.
So, you know, a mortar board is a square board with a handle under the bottom.
Ah, yep.
And you hold the handle under the bottom with the square plate on the top, and the mortar is on the plate. Now, mortar
right.
is like glue or sticky stuff that binds
cement.
Stuff together. Now, see what piss drinking do? Because when you start going back, when them ancestors start taking over your body and moving those strangers that's calcified, and they start showing you what happened in the beginning. Let me show you where that came from. Let me show you where you got that from.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you where you're going. I'm just going to show you what it was, and then you can do the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, when you see these hats, they mortared your mind. This is a Masonic ritual. And the gown is called an academic dress. Now, if you notice, authorities in this country or authorities in the world wear the academic dress. Judges wear the academic dress. Preachers, popes wear the academic dress. And when you read the Bible, and you know, in religion, you know, some of these preachers, Auntie, some of them, they're against homosexuality. They'll condemn your ass to death. If you're gay, goddammit, you're going to hell, no question about it. God don't even want your ass.
It's good thing you're wearing a dress telling us that.
Right. And then the heterosexual preachers, the ones that's straight, that's condemning your ass, at best, you know what they can be? Auntie, the heterosexual preacher?
Yeah.
At best, he could be the bride of Christ.
Mm, wow.
That's all the book offers.
Wow.
The book offers you to marry Christ. See, so control is about making you the girl or the wife in the story, whether you're male or female.
Hmm.
Because if you can sign a document and I can roll up a piece of paper with a signature on and put a square hat and address on you and tell you I just gave you your next highest thought and you pay for it, who's the dummy?
Hmm.
But these rituals are going on every year. We just went through graduation season.
Yeah.
Parents are proud. They're happy. They see their kids as moving up in the world, and all they're doing is dumbing them down, and most of them enter the world in debt. And you think we're going to ever have a real talk? Hell no, we're not going to have a real talk. They're going to vote again. You got to drink your way out of this.
Hmm.
If you ain't drinking, you ain't going to make it. Now, we can put it in challenge form. I'm going to drink my piss. You don't drink yours. And let's watch and see what happens. We've been doing it. Piss drinkers are up by a whole lot.
Yep.
You justifiers are trying to justify what y'all call righteousness. And, ooh, preacher show, preach today. He didn't preach y'all shit. If he didn't put you in the water, he ain't talking about shit. I'm talking about your pastor. Tell him to call in. All they're going to do is get mad.
Can
if
I
you
ask
notice.
A question?
We got another caller on 330-265. Give us your name. What's your comment?
this is Vera Thomas.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Vera Thomas.
How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, I have a question about this urine. If you have like a UTI, or if there's been like blood found in your urine, is it good to drink that, or should you wait?
Was that specific to me, Brother Sage, Auntie Sandy? Was it general?
General question. I'm just asking. Whoever can give me the answer is fine.
Okay. I'm going to give you my answer. Sweetheart, if your piss don't work, you may as well die. It's going to always work. It's the only thing in you that's assured to work. I promise you that.
So even if there's something wrong with it? Like
there's never nothing wrong with the water. It's always something wrong with the entity, the body. The water is a production center. It's reading the layout. Your body is printing out in liquid form everything you need to rectify what's going on with you. Beyond your thoughts, because mortals only deal with medical terms they've been taught in books, like nutrition and calcium. And my body needs it. Your water doesn't know anything by name because it doesn't use words. It's beyond words. It's the thing that formed you in your mother's womb without words. You feel me? You were in your mother's womb by yourself, in your water, forming yourself. Not one of your body parts came from here. You are the alien. You're the one that's not from here. The composition of the world that we live in is a compilation of the flesh that has come and left the body here as the spirit moved on. So everything we're digging for, gold, oil, and all of that comes from these bodies. Everything that we're looking for that we call value is in the water. The gold, the platinum, the rainbow, the brass, if you want to say calcium and protein and all of those things beyond your thought, your whole form, your skin and how to make skin and eyeballs and veins and retinas and corneas and hair follicles and all of those things came from your water. Now, the games began when you got here and you entered in on dry land. They took your mama's sack and they start hitting you with that Enfamil and that Gerber's. And next thing you know, you've been high your whole life. Then throw you in the institution and start telling you to count numbers and go in a circle. That's why we have a clock. Now, if you notice on the clock, go ahead, Auntie, because I'll roll on you. Go ahead, sweetheart. What was you saying?
No, that was Vera. Go ahead, Vera.
Oh, hey, Vera. Go ahead. What was you saying?
So this event that you're having, so that's what we'll be doing, drinking our water.
Well, what we're going to be doing is hanging out like we're hanging out now. But on Saturday, there is a moment. We'll hand out a cup on Friday. Everybody get a little cup. If you go on the website, you'll see. You know the doctor's cups they give you at the office, at the doctor's office? We give those out, too. Because the doctors, when they tell you to pee in it, they want it after you pee in it, and they don't give it back to you. And at the symposium, we rectify that. When you pee in the cup at the symposium, we drink together. And we do yoga, and we have fun, and we get to hang out with Brother Sage and Auntie Sandy. We sing some songs. You know, I might sing a song or something, and I don't know if you heard me sing, chick. I can sing. For real. I can sing. Girl, I can play a piano and sing. I'm not talking about sing with an I. I'm talking about sang with an A. Brother Gerald. Ooh-wee. I'm going to turn him loose.
Oh, yes, yes.
Sip a little bit. Remember that Brother Sage last year?
I sure do. He's got the rap. I don't listen too much rap music, but his has great message, great spirit, and I love being with him.
And we was in the aisle. We were in the aisle dancing. I think I didn't even ask Brother Sage to dance. I think we was just dancing together. Me and Dr. Roz, we was over there just, ooh, sip a little bit. Sip a little bit. Hey, put a little on your skin. Ooh, have you ever washed away sin? I mean, it's nuts at the symposium, sweetie.
And how much?
We're going to do yoga, you know. Auntie Sandy might dance. No, we going to dance. I'm going to dance with Auntie Sandy.
Hey, now. Hey.
I'm going to turn some music on. We got a DJ. I'm going to get Brother Sage and Shaitan and Tanya and Auntie Sandy, and we're going to bust that family reunion. It's a family reunion. And we're going to groove.
Is it here in Atlanta?
Huh?
Is it here in Atlanta?
Is it here in Atlanta?
It's in Las Vegas. Yeah. It's in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh.
At the Westgate Resort Hotel.
Okay.
The symposium, the fee is $35 for the 3 days, 2.5 days.
Oh, and what's the date? I wasn't able to pull it up on my phone while I'm on the phone. So that's why
From the September 20th through the 22nd, I believe. Is that it?
Oh, okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
And
when you get a chance to go on the website, waterofliferymposium.com, you know, it's a lot of information on there. If you want to listen to some shows or read some articles, just go to the media page. But I implore everybody to go to the photo page.
Okay.
Just look at the photos of these people. And keep in mind, these are people that you would think have been seeing each other and coming together for 100 years. There is no joy that I've ever experienced in my life. And I've been around the world to a few places, like spending time with people that are connected to their soul through the water.
Yeah.
It is the greatest experience I have. Auntie, would you agree or disagree?
Oh, I totally agree. And it's people from all over the world. We've had Romania, Taiwan, India. Oh, gosh, I can't even call all the names. And they come back every year. They're coming back every year. And we got Canada represented in the house. And it's just the most loving and the most energizing session of people, a gathering of people that you'll ever come in contact with. And one of the things, Vera, that I want to tell you in reference to your water is that your water contains your signature human stem cells in it. And so that's why it's another one of the reasons why it's so beneficial to your healing of your body is that, you know, your blueprint is on the stem cells that you pass. And so by putting it back into your body, then it makes it, you know, just that much stronger. You know, it's like second generation of these stem cells that are in you and correcting or adjusting, not correcting, but adjusting what needs to be adjusted on the inside of you versus a foreign substance.
All right. Well, thank you.
And never worry about.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, never worry about a place to stay if you're wanting to come. We make do. We put everybody got a place. When you get there, you don't have to worry about it. We got you.
Okay.
Part of the reason for the symposium is our human touch and connection.
Oh, boy.
That's what's important because we can't continue to live behind these screens. You know, I'm a grown up and it's tough on me. I can't imagine. You know, one thing that I've noticed, especially in developing the symposium, because it wasn't a format for it for us. You know, and then I'm a black man in the U.S. from Compton, California. So all of my Negro friends, the first thing they said was, "What's wrong with his ass? Is this nigga drinking his piss?" Did y'all hear what happened to AK? People start sending my albums back and shit.
Silly.
Hey, Brother Sage, you hear what I said?
I heard you. I didn't know that happened. Oh, my goodness.
People start turning my albums back in, calling the record companies and shit, calling YouTube and shit. Is this dude drinking his pee? People stop calling me and shit. You know, friends start, you know, answering the phone like they sleep. Hello? All right. You ain't never been asleep when I called you before. You know, so I figured I ain't had nothing to lose.
I tell you guys, I knew that this was the biggest thing that hit me in my entire life when I got kicked out of the Unity Church in Boulder after going there for 25 years, because word got out to the church and board of directors that I was talking about urine therapy to my foot massage class, students and my clients. And so I found out that a church that's preaching about freedom of speech and openness of mind didn't have it. And so I thought,
wow. And Unity is new thought, right?
Unity is new thought, but there's politics and there's all kinds of stuff that runs each one of these churches. They're all franchises of the church. So they set their own rules.
Right. Huh. Interesting.
And that's what makes the symposium great, because you see, as we've developed, right, because when we were in Sacramento, we even got letters and emails and stuff from people from different parts of the world that were lecturing me, like, I want to know your format. My format is I'm going to invite some people to a place and we're going to drink some pee and turn some music on and talk. What is the procedure? Hey, man, I don't know a procedure. And then after we moved out of Sacramento, remember when we said we were coming to Vegas, Auntie, and put that on?
Right.
Why would you go there? All the sin there. Why would you take it there? That, you know, because I live here.
Okay.
Vera, you feel me?
I feel you. I hear you.
I live in Vegas, and they got hotels that you can book the rooms and invite people to come. Everybody wants to come to Vegas, whether they come here to gamble or not. So we took flack for that. All I'm saying is this. this thing has evolved by the spirit, by the spirit of what it truly is. That's why it's produced the magic, the people that have manifested, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the bonds, walls, women of water, what you women are doing, what the sisters are doing over there with yourselves, how we're breaking through our own shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we're doing it together. You know, it's good. I mean, I've literally called Sage before, and we just talked. And when I talked to him, I cried about whatever we were talking about. We were there, and we just did it together. And I don't think we spent much time on the phone. Have we, Sage?
No, I didn't, but I'll never forget when I first showed up at the Westgate and you came walking across from the reception area with that big old grin on your face, and I knew I fell in love with you the moment I saw you. I'm going, this is my brother. I get it.
Yeah.
And that's what's keeping us, Zira. When I tell you the love is real, and I promise you, the world is searching for something. I've been having this talk all week. People are searching for something, but I'm gonna challenge you. I bet you it's not care for other people.
Hmm.
I bet you it's not. We got too many homeless people for that. Now, I've made some mistakes before. I've done some, not even mistakes. I did some shit on purpose. I've smoked cigarettes before. I've smoked crack before. I've had sex with all the hoes. I've done it all. Listen, man, I've always had money. I've never been poor a day in my life. I've never needed nothing. Never. And I've done some shit that I said, when I used to, like, bow my head and pray to invisible people, I said, hey, God, you get me out of this one, I get myself out the next one. I got away with some stuff, Auntie, that if I got caught, I probably would have went to jail, especially, like, you know, buying cocaine in a Mercedes, and I'm already high on cocaine. Ain't that, like, 9 charges or something?
Probably. Well, I know it's at least a 20-year sentence or something, right?
Now, the reason I'm saying this is because I ain't got no felonies on my record. I don't do drugs and none of that stuff, and I live long enough to get through it, and I'm thankful. But there's some people out there that's hurting that really want the help. I know a couple of them, and I noticed something about the mortal. I'm noticing in my personal life, I'll leave some of the people I'm talking about that's going through things, one of them's in jail for something, and everybody's turned their back.
Yeah.
With a reason. See, the reasoning now has taken over our thinking, like sociopaths and narcissists. We're in it for the hype, the thrill, but not sincerely. It's like, you know, hey, it's like a woman, you know, she want to be pregnant and have a baby shower. She don't really want to be a mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about, she don't be a mom. You know. Everybody want to talk about change, change, change. Well, what change what, though? What are you going to actually change? And I guarantee you, most want somebody else to change something about them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at themselves, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it's all over
exactly.
social media. Everybody has a breakdown of everybody else. You know, subliminal little narcissistic, sociopathic prayer, like little creatures, like watch out for people that's, you know, always talking about their relationship, you know. You can read these posts and you say, man, we ain't nothing but a bunch of sociopaths. We're breeding a bunch of narcissists that just inciting and feeding that blood sucking leech that lives inside of us, but we're not changing nothing. We're getting worse. Cause where's the real help? Where? How y'all got all these homeless people? How you get a pet? Now, I had a pet, too. But, see, I told you I drink this piss all day. And then the answers just start asking, what happened to you that you have that dog in your house? No, I mean, he can lick you. Can he lick you? Can your friend lick you? No, hell no. Well, wait a minute. This little son bitch can lick you? Now, somebody from PETA listened to me and they heard that and they got mad.
Yeah, you know it.
But where's somebody from humanity that got mad because somebody's standing out there with a sign that says, I work for the food, and you drove right past there?
Yeah, yeah.
You took the day off to take your pet to the vet? He ain't said a word to you?
Yep. Yep.
You walking around with this thing on a chain and picking up his shit in front of the public? But I can't even take a shit in your house, even if I wipe and flush the toilet?
Hmm.
What happened to us?
Yeah.
See, this is why some people stop drinking that piss, because it'll take you back so far and you'll be looking for somebody to talk to and you find yourself by yourself and it's just better to just not even play with that. That's why we have a symposium, because what's happening to me, Zira, I got to get with the piss drinkers, you know what I mean? Because they know. They know it's something happening because they're not asleep. They're awake in the dark. They hear things. They hear their ancestors' voices. They know them because that's what you're putting back in there. And all of those ancestors that work so hard, because your body, right, your body, Zira, is a product of all of the work that all of your authentic ancestors did. In other words, your mother and father, their mother and father was involved, and their mother and father, and their mother and father, and their mother and father. And you don't need to go to a history class or a book. It's on display. Manifested in you right now. You're proof of your authentic code, where the fragmentation took over is we don't put the messenger water back into the vessel so that we can get what we need to have to move, to think, because they'll tell us we're the reparation. We are the reparation of our ancestors. We are the rightful land that they inherited, and we have to invite them back through the water and put them back. Heaven is where you are, Zira. The taskmasters told us to look up in the sky and cry at the ground at, you know, plates and shit with people's names on them, and the grass over somebody else's property. You've seen it. When you drink your pee, that shit starts to look weird. I said, why is this dude sitting and playing the guitar at a grave site? Now, you can't say that out loud, Zira, because the mortals are going to say, what do you mean? He's mourning his father, for Pete's sake. I know. I didn't mean to ask you nothing serious. No, I mean, but why would you say that? This is why I don't want to be a part of your little group. You guys are mean. No, lady, I'm just asking. Look, do you live at Forest Lawn, lady? No. I'm just asking why the dude drove out here to Forest Lawn to sit on the grass and play the guitar and cry over that plate. Ray Ray and Junebug was here.
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
See what we're going. You see, when we start talking about this and then we start pushing stuff, don't start talking about those institutions. Don't start talking about it, because the majority of them go through them, and the majority of them are in debt.
Oh, yeah.
You know that 95% of people that graduate from those institutions are in debt, Auntie?
Oh, yeah, if not more, not higher than that.
95%. And you know, Zira, school loans, you have to pay those?
Oh,
did you know
that?
I
know. Oh, I know. I've got plenty of them.
If I can ask you, how much school loan debt do you have?
Too much.
Come on, Zira. Bust out. Tell us the number.
I should be a doctor for what I owe, to be honest.
Okay, tell us the number. Tell us a round figure, about a roundabout.
Oh, my goodness. About 100,000?
Okay.
Ooh.
Now,
let's
just use that note. Now, y'all hear that, listeners? Nazira's coming clean. She's on the show talking with us. She's hanging with us. I thought she was going to beat me up about saying something about her pastor, but she's been cool. Zira been honest. She told y'all what I'm talking about. She said, don't I know it, to the tune of $100,000. Now, Zira, you know you can't bankrupt out of it. You can't foreclose out of it.
I know.
Am I right or wrong?
I know. You're right.
So I'm not making this up, right? I ain't trying to scare people.
Nope, you're right.
You signed your life away when you went into that institution.
Yep.
If you don't have the money, they can come and say, we're taking you with us then, because you can't pay.
Yep.
Am I right or am I wrong? Zira must have up on me, Auntie.
Kind of
she's thinking about it.
There are definitely repercussions.
Hey, Zira, I'm going to tell you this right now. I absolutely love you. I ain't never talked to you before in my life. I'm Sandy Rogers' nephew, and Brother Sage likes to call me his little brother. My name is Anthony King. I appreciate you calling in and just being honest, and I hope you're my sister for the rest of the ride.
Well, I will be.
Right on. I appreciate your honesty because we're really talking. Auntie said that when we first started today. She said, we're just going to talk. And I'm glad we're talking because you can't not pay that, right? You can't not. So my question is, what made you do that deal?
I wanted an education.
Right. Because they sold you on the idea that your next highest thought, they had it, and if you pay for it, it's no problem, because when you leave here, you're going to be able to have the money to pay for all of this. Hey. But, hey, you got to pay it, though.
Yep.
Now, wait a minute, baby. You got to pay it. Now, ain't no such thing as you ain't got it now, baby. That's worse than pimping. You know, pimp will smack abroad for not having the money, and then she get to at least go try to get it. They said, hey, you got to pay. My question is, who, and this is for anybody, press the one. All of these kids, all of these parents putting these kids in these institutions because we don't know how to care for ourselves, yet we continue to vote. We're looking for something. If you don't believe me, just go on social media and just read posts.
I know. It's sad.
We're looking for something, but I guarantee you it ain't each other. Because soon as something happens to them, they got to figure that out by themselves. Man, people don't understand. I ain't got no time for that.
Yeah.
Wow. You got to get with them piss drinkers because they're under the influence of that water, which takes them over the influence. Can you dig where I'm going, Zira?
I'm listening.
Right. What you doing right now?
Right now,
I know you listen.
I'm working. I'm working, actually. I drive Uber.
Yeah?
But right now I shut it down so that I could get on this call.
So check this out. This is what I want you to do. And when you get a minute, like even tonight, I just want you to get you a cup or glass, actually, maybe when you get home, and just pee in it. And before you drink it, don't just pee in it and drink it. Don't even get caught up in all that. Just pee in it and set it on a table and sit back. No music, no TV, no nothing. And just look at it and think about all this stuff that we said it is. It's the picture of you. It'll even show you how to pay your school loans.
Wow.
Drinking your pee will show you wellness. See, most people drink for healing, right? Because something is wrong with them, right? They, you know, my eyeball has a black spot. What do? If I drink my pee, will the black spot go away? So they get into it for the surface reasons. The spirit of the water is wellness, hence the well, right? Wellness, a continuation, a continued relationship with the well. And what that does, it makes you whole through and through, not just healed, but whole, right? At some point, we're going to step out these meat suits and leave them here. But who you are while you occupy is who you're going to take with you when you step out of the meat suit. You got to get the game together while you're here. That's why it's called remember. We got to remember or connect again to what we forgot, meaning what we received prior to. We got to connect again to what we received before. We received all things prior to our arrival here. It's to remember now. The water and that space between, that calcified space, dried us up. And we got to remember. We got to remember, because I promise you, Zira, knowing what you know now, you wouldn't go down there thinking that those motherfuckers have a higher thought than you and give them $100,000. You would have said, where am I going to get $100,000 and why would I give it to you? You don't know nothing I don't know.
Now, that $100,000 includes going into deferment and interest accruing, and that's why it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Auntie, if you saw my Facebook, I had a cousin. She brought some youngsters here. That she had clearly had a passion for. She wanted the young cat to meet me, you know, musically. You know, and I listen sometime when folks, especially in my family, Auntie, you've done it, you know, when there's somebody that you feel is really somebody you want to give to, whether it's music or something you think that I can offer them, you call me.
Mm-hmm.
So my cousin, Wendessa, brought this young man to my home. His name is Mikey, and his girlfriend, and they were young, 24 and 21. She's 21, he's 24. And I just sat with them, and I'm 56, so that's a couple generations away, and I listened to them. You know, me being the creative engine that I am, I have the ability to get out of the way and just listen creatively. And I listened to these youngsters, and I noticed something. They are so, this is my view of it, they are so bombarded with vibration, frequency, and these phones and the messages that they are bombarded with is kicking their ass. They talk like 70-year-olds.
Wow.
You know, I mean, like, man, we, you know, we got to move out. We got to get a place, you know, and, you know, and you know. Where's the vibrant part? And they can think, they want what we have because they're on. They are on, but the only thing that's filling up their space is.
Yeah.
So when I sat with this kid, I realized here's the connection between me at 56 and 20-year-olds. They want my spirit. They want the spirit of the music. See, my music teacher was Katie Miller. She was 97 years old when I was 12, and she was there. I could smell her breath. I could see the veins in her hand. She had a long stick to smack my fingers when I didn't hold my fingers up and I didn't sit up straight. I can hear her voice. I learned the music through the soul of someone.
Right, right.
these kids are going to Guitar Center and downloading the instructional videos. And their music sounds like it. They live in a subwoofer, a sub frequency. And sub is submerged or lower. So you hear the boom, 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 all day. And that's a low frequency. It's a lower vibration that's making them like this. Yeah, I don't care. I don't know. Huh? No. Yeah. Huh? No.
I love how you said that, AK, because on the, you know, we drove from Atlanta to Louisiana bringing dad here, my 99-year-old dad. We did a road trip, me and my brother. And we turned on the radio at one point because he needed some noise in the car because we weren't talking enough or loud enough or something. But my brother William and I at one point kind of looked at each other like, this music has no soul to it. It was just like you were just saying, it was words and then it was some type of a beat. But it was not, you know, the soul was missing. The message was
yes.
missing. It was just noise. It was just noise. And this went on for at least 30 to 45 minutes before we, you know, said anything about it. So your point is well taken on that because we were just like, oh, my God, is it because we're in Louisiana? You know, we were trying to figure it out. Seriously.
Wow.
And that stuff right there was crazy.
Well,
I have an example. Quick example. I do a lot of massage and reflexology. By the way, I hope to work on your feet, guys, when I get to Vegas. But I see a lot of massage therapists who come out of massage school. They know technique, but they suck at massage because they haven't learned the feel and the sensitivity of how to connect with the body and the soul of the client. And when people get to that point, their talents come out. That's why a lot of massage people come out of school. They don't really know what they're doing. They just learn technique.
Right.
Well, don't threaten Sandy Rogers with a good time because she was all in on, you heard that woo? That means both feet.
But, you know, I mean, where massaging is concerned, that is a gift. Not
yes,
everybody
it is.
Can do it. It is a gift.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we've
everybody
got a new caller. Area code 310, prefix 658. Give us your name and your
hello.
Comment, please.
Hello, Auntie Sandy. This is Shatan. Hello, AK.
Hey,
hello, Mira. Hello, Sage. I just wanted to say hi. Hi. Greetings to everyone. I just wanted to say, chime in and listen to the show. I'm a friend of mine. She's on, too. She's listening. So if she decides to talk, I know she'll let me know. But she's newly introduced. So, yeah, so we're here hanging out with you guys.
What's your friend's name that's
show.
Listening?
Her name is Monique. Monique, can you hear?
She ain't got to say nothing if she don't want to. I just wanted to know.
Oh, okay. Yes, her name is Monique.
Greetings, Monique. We love you already.
Hey, Monique.
Any friend of Shatan is a friend of mine.
Love you, Monique.
Hello. Indeed.
Love you guys.
So let me tell a little story about Shatan. So I spent the first 45 years of my life in Los Angeles, born and raised, and did all of that good stuff there. And so all my family is mostly still there. And my son moved to Atlanta, Georgia to go to college at Morehouse. And I promised him that I would locate to Atlanta before he graduated. And so I've been in Atlanta, Georgia for a long time, but the majority of my family is still in Los Angeles. I've been drinking my
own water. Hold on,
Auntie.
If you guys ain't talking, put yourself on mute.
So I've been drinking, thank you, AK, for that. I've been drinking my own water for, I think it's like 6 years now. I've lost count, and I think that's because that's not one of those things where you need to keep record of it. But there's been times when I go to LA and I don't have anyone to commune with that is on the same energy with me. And so I go to Shaitan because she's in LA. And so there is a very special energy, vibration that you share with other urine drinkers, pee drinkers, water consumers. And so I'm deeply indebted to Shaitan because AK talked about his friends and stuff, but he didn't tell you about his family that won't answer the phones or they won't talk to you if you're going to talk about pee and stuff like that. So I'm good. You know, like I'm not trying to convince anybody about anything, but there are times, especially when my mom was going through her last stages of life, that I just needed to go and talk to somebody that could relate to me on a very deep spiritual level. And that had to be somebody that was a urine drinker. And so, Shaitan, I want to say thank you for being there for me, because there were times that I don't know what would have happened if you weren't there. And so that's how real this is, and that's the fellowship, that's the kinship, the connection with other people that drink of themselves, because you won't have the relationship. The relationship is not the same with non-drinkers, and that's the only way I know how to say it. And so
wow,
that's my girl right
that
there.
Is
so
Jackie.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I've enjoyed being on this call, but I've got to get back to work, and I can't. My apps are not allowing me to open up while I'm on the phone. So,
we love you, Sarah.
Well, thank you. This has been great. Thank you
for
inviting
me. Hey, be my friend. My name is
okay.
Anthony A.K. King. Just type in Anthony A.K. King and be my friend on something.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. I'm on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and LinkedIn.
What's your name on there? Because all of us are going to be your friend.
Vera Thomas.
Spell Zero.
V-E-R-A. V as in Victor. E-R-A.
Oh, Vera.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said Zero. I was calling you Zero the whole show.
That's because she's a superhero.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Well, it was kind of how my grandmama said Zero. She said Zero.
You are funny.
It's the truth. Hey. Hey, she said iron like this. Iron.
You're not talking about the same one that ate Simon, huh? All right, I'm gonna stay out of that. That's not nice.
Well, you
we are down.
Have a blessed evening, and I've thoroughly enjoyed this.
I'm actually glad your name
thank
ain't
you.
Zero.
Me too.
Because
look, a zero will get you nowhere.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
All right. All right, Vera. Thank
all right, Vera,
you.
We
I'll
love you.
To you.
Okay.
All right. God bless. Safe travels, Sandy.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love me some Vera.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that your friend, Auntie?
That is. That is.
I love
her.
Bring her to
the
symposium with you.
Right? I'm working on it. Yeah.
And since we had to ask her twice, Sage, if you do her feet, just do 1 foot. She got to do 2 symposiums to get 2 feet done.
She's got some catching up to do, and when she comes to communion, we're giving her 2 cups.
Ooh. You want 2 feet done? You heard Brother say you want 2 feet, you got to drink 2 cups.
That's right, a couple foot.
A couple foot.
I love it.
I would like to add something that might will help people like Vera.
Okay.
And that is because of our social media water family and because of the Water of Life Symposium family, people get the kind of encouragement, support, and comfort with each other in this tribe or this community that they can't find in the rest of their life and offline. So to be able to be in a spot where you can be with another pee drinker and to feel right at home with them, you can't put a price on that. It's immeasurable.
That's true. That's true.
That's the point.
Well,
listen, I'm living from symposium to symposium, okay?
Yeah, for real.
It's getting to the point now when the symposium ends, I'm sitting and waiting 362 days for the next one. Because I have to endure 300 and something days of mortality to get back together with the group. You know, and this year has been really unique, Auntie, because I haven't been doing a lot of talking about it. This is the first time I think I've been on your show as a guest all year. Yes?
It is. It's been the women.
Of course, I came to hang out with you on your birthday party, and I listen to the
show
periodically. But as a guest, this is the first time I've been on. I haven't talked about it because where the spirit of the symposium has taken me, it's without words. You know, when I talk to Shep or Shatan, you guys, I call her Shep. Her last name is Shepherd. You know, she's been my friend and my sister for going on 30 years. And I show appreciate her too, Auntie. I appreciate you, Shatan Shepherd, being in my life. You're one of the people I trust from top to bottom. And I just appreciate who you are. And the water just makes it just so solid. You know, I talk to her all the time. Talk to Tanya, Chantel, Richmond, out there in Dallas that's listening all the time. Brother Youssef, Brother Ali. And when I'm telling you, there's an overwhelming excitement just to be together. That's what I'm feeling in the symposium. You know, the natural, authentic, honest vibration of just wanting to just be in the room. Now we can talk. We've said hello, and like any relationship, we're building our relationship. So now we can start getting to some of those brass tacks and uncomfortable things that we really want to share and talk about because we've established a relationship that says we can do that. And that's what Brother Sage was talking about. You can't do that online. You see somebody died, somebody says rest in peace, and you're looking on the back of the damn phone for how the motherfucker died.
Yep.
Why would you tell somebody they died and not tell them how?
Right.
Hey, this is my cousin Ray Ray. Rest in peace. He was a good dude, man. Condolences to the family. I'm scrolling down and saying, what happened to the dude? Nobody thought of that. It's a sight game. It's like a bottom feeder, low frequency, seductive energy that's just constantly feeding on stuff that leads us to nowhere. It's just sucking the blood out of us. It's just sucking the life, one little suck at a time, and this piss is the armor. The book says it like this, and when I say the book, you all that never heard me say that, I'm talking about the King James Version of the Bible. That's all. Don't matter if you believe it. This is what it says. Put on the whole armor that you might be able to stand in an evil day. The breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword, which is the word, your loins girded about with the truth, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The book talks about all of this flamboyant armor. And notice all of the armor is for the front of you, the breastplate, the sword, the shield, the loins. No armor for the back. Yesterday's gone. You don't need no armor for what's back there.
Wow.
We drag yesterday on with us because we don't have our armor on. We keep dragging the same old wounds forward because we don't have our armor on.
Love it. Absolutely.
And the taskmasters are constantly bombarding us with new injuries and still won't put our armor on. And we sick and listen, mankind, we are mortally wounded.
Hmm.
We're getting to the point where what I'm saying is going to be clear. That's the only reason I'm doing it. Damn the thing. Let's get on the dance floor and find out what's really going on. We're going to know what this water is for. And as Brother Sage and all the other advocates on this phone have said, listen, we're not doing this shit for nothing. The water is for you. It's the truth. No matter how we get in there, Auntie, we putting the world back in the water. And the universe, you can't trick it. If you ain't in the water right about now with all this 5G and spray and chemtrails and all this shit going on, you're not going to be able to hold on to none of your mind.
Yeah.
Back to you, Auntie.
We're down to the last couple of minutes in the show. And I just want to add one of those things to AK's 5G and all of the others, and that's fake food. You know, we're consuming stuff and calling it food, and it does nothing for our body temples. And the water helps you to see that and helps you to create a different lifestyle for yourself. And the communion, again, is just one of immense humanity bonding. I don't know any other way to put it. Like with Brother Sage, you know, he instantly became my new nephew. And, you know, we was hugging and sharing out there trying to do yoga with Tony Hill and just, you know, having just an absolute enjoyable, life-enriching experience. So we were able just to, you know, to leave all the other stuff behind and get to a higher consciousness, a higher level of being. I know for me in these many years that I've been doing it, it's such a spiritual high. There's nothing like it. And I've studied several different doctrines, religious doctrines, and there's nothing like being in the water. There's no comparison, just no comparison. And so a lot of times I'm without words and trying to explain the situation. But for me and me alone, when I'm without words, I know that's a divine spiritual connection. And so that's what the water is for me. And I'm going to let AK have this last 60 seconds to close
say,
out.
You guys
make
all
sure
go
you
on
go
the
to
water,
water
of life symposium.com.
We almost
September.
Said that together.
I know we were. Hey, Auntie, let me tell you this.
Okay.
And everybody listening. The water will take you out of these books, man, looking for yourself. Here's what the symposium does. It puts history right in your face.
Yes.
See, Auntie, I've watched you. I've known you my whole life. So I watched you when you start drinking your water. You know what I mean? I've watched you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the same. You're not the same person at all. I mean, literally, like right in front of me.
Yep. Not even close.
And y'all, for y'all listening, Shatan Shepherd was my girlfriend long before she had kids with somebody. She was my girlfriend, so I know Shatan. She's not even the same person. Just not.
Mm-hmm.
The same, not even the same person, you know, and Casey, Tanya, Tim, this is what we're doing this in real time And what we need to understand is the recognition of ourselves. We're somebody's homework assignment 100 years from now.
Okay.
We are the people they will study. We are the people they will write about. They will take their notes. They'll build their institution, because institutionalization has to continue. They got to come up with a new curriculum to study. Remember when you could be a typist? Well, you can't do that no more. So they had to come up with something else. They're going to study you, Sandy Rogers. They're going to study you, Sage. Keep making your videos, because they're going to break you down. When you're no longer here and they gather all of that, they're going to take all of your videos and they're going to study them. They're going to go back and listen to all of the – somebody's homework assignment is going to be life, love, and wellness, and to know everything about that show. We have to know who we are.
Yeah.
We're the real time, today version of what happens when you drink that water. If the next generation is going to hear anything, they're going to hear it because they saw us do it, not because they bowed their head and read it out of a book. WaterofLifeSymposium.com. See y'all in September. Love y'all.
Love you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Love you.
Big hug.
Bye. Right back at you.
Love and wellness.
All right. Uh-huh.